This review on the Anfield Wrap to have a chat about Liverpool 3, Aston Villa 0. It's Dan Morgan. I've got Sean Rogers and Adam Melia to go through it. I want to start with Villa, Adam, and Villa and Liverpool and how it plays, I think, into Liverpool's selection. I think the manager's had another good week, and I think that's important to say. I think he got a lot right against Newcastle, and I think he's justified with the selection here. Villa, when you look at them at the start of the game, there's many things it probably could be. As a formation, it looks 4-2-3-1 is how LFC TV put it up. I think there's elsewhere it looks a bit 5-4-1, but very 4-4-2 out of possession with Matty Cash as a sort of second fullback, as we've seen down the years, doubling up on their right side. I think it's maybe fair then to say they're expecting Gakpo in the left side of the eight, and maybe Jota left, maybe Jota as nine or Nunes, with Diaz left. But they've probably set a team up for Liverpool having what looks like four forwards on the pitch, as we've done already this season. But we go with Jones. We obviously go with Darwin. And then, you know, there's obviously that dynamic then of Jones and Diaz, and the way in which they're constantly now, as we're seeing, able to change positions, to offer additional width, to interchange and cause problems for whoever's playing down that right side of the opposition. And I think it just, again, it's justified with the manager. And I think he alludes to it at full time that, you know, you're never sure about how it's going to go with a selection until you get into the game itself. But it's one where I think the stars align a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, and the manager mentions there's a few things, isn't there? But the manager mentions the early goal, and I think it's one of them where there's decisions that Klopp's made that have gone right. There's things that have happened, early goal and an injury to a Villa centre half, another one after sort of losing Mings.
Nice to have an early goal for a change.
I know, and actually, you know, Klopp mentions it as being an important factor, and I think it's one of them where we don't always look like we're after an early goal, like against Bournemouth. Obviously, obvious example, everyone's mentioned it. We just start like a bag of rags for basically no reason, but we have a bit of a recent history of starting slowly and feeling our way into games, and it didn't seem like that. So I think the fact that Klopp then mentions it afterwards, I think there's almost a plan. Let's see if we can change the approach of Villa. Let's see if we can adjust from what happens last season against them. Because if you think about the differences between last season and this season, certainly our midfield, obviously, but there are things that are different selection wise. But sometimes, you know, as I know you say on this show a lot, the things that happen once the game has started are the things that kind of influence things even more.